St. John the Evangelist is a temporary shelter for people who have no other place to spend the night. It's only open during the cold weather season. It operates under the umbrella of the Green Bay Catholic Diocese. On Thursday the 20th, the shelter will host a memorial service for homeless people who died in 2012. Laura Robinson is the shelter's ministry team coordinator.
So far this year, we have 5 individuals identified that passed away this past year who were indeed homeless. But we always light a 6th candle to represent all the people that are unnamed or unidentified.
Robinson says the homeless population has a much shorter life expectancy than that of other demographics. She says they're also more likely to become victims of violence. Robinson says so far this fall, an average of 60 people spend the night at the shelter.
And this is still warm weather. I mean, we're not dealing with the zero temperatures of January, and we know there's going to be a lot more people that are going to be seeking shelter. And all the shelters in Green Bay have a waiting list. It's really a crisis situation.
St. John's has come under criticism from neighbors who complain of vagrancy during hours it is not open. The shelter is working with the city to address those complaints. Similar memorial services are scheduled in Kenosha, La Crosse, and Racine. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.